So just to keep the pathologist happy, I thought I'd show some histopathology here. Here we have normal sort of skin with the normal sort of maturation of the keratinocytes, whereas in low-grade dysplasia, the lower third of the epithelium looks a little bit more dysplastic. In AIN2, the lower two-thirds of the epithelium appears dysplastic, and in AIN3, that's carcinoma in situ, the whole depth of the epithelium is dysplastic. So the analogy is this is all derived from the cervical and vulval disease, the trouble is that some of these patients who've had cervical and vulval disease get anal disease as well, and that's not surprising really when you think that it's all related to these oncogenic HPV types, and that most adults live in a sort of a mire of these wart virus types, and that most people probably come into contact with them at some point during their life, adult life, but don't actually respond to them. That's what people think. Of course, now we vaccinate all the 12-year-olds, it's going to be less of a problem. But I'll talk about that later.